Good evening and welcome to Schreiber High School, where our Port Washington Vikings are taking on the Oceanside Sailors. Varsity basketball returns to Schreiber. I'm Michael Capobianco, joined alongside David Silverstein. We're excited to bring you our coverage through WDOT Radio, the voice of Port Washington Hoops. The Vikings are 11-5 to start the night. They start with their usual starting five, Siciliano, Stevenson, Welker, Shanahan, and Amalfitano. It's going to be a big game for Port Washington this Friday night. David, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Mike. I'm excited for a big matchup. I think this is great for, you know, Port Washington wins this game. It's good momentum going into this playoff run.
Yeah,
four
for sure.
Games left, and they got to, you know, finish strong.
Yeah, Port's coming down the stretch. It's going to be really important for them to finish off. Tip-off begins. Early turnover for Oceanside.
It's definitely not how you want to start if you're Oceanside.
Welker's going to bring it up the court. He's been the floor general all season. Really knows how to lead this group. Amalfitano in the wing. Shanahan cutting down. Working down below. Goes reverse. Missed. Fight for the rebound goes Port's way. Amalfitano comes up with it at the top of the key. Driving. Shanahan's going to try again inside, and he gets fouled. Oh, it's going to be offensive.
It looked like he was moving there. I don't know if I agree with the call. That. I mean, obviously, Shanahan's going to get his first foul there. But I like the aggression there from the young sophomore.
Yeah, Andrew Zinzi drew the charge for Oceanside. Oceanside starting with Adam El-Bahari, Jacob Rapan, Anthony Rodriguez, Andrew Zinzi, and Ben Zito. And, you know, one of the key differences already between Port and Oceanside is Port is a lot younger of a team. Oceanside does not have a single underclassman on the team, where Port's got about five sophomores in their rotation. So it's going to see if experience is a benefactor in this game.
100%, and I like the early press there from Port Washington. They had all five guys up below half court trying to put pressure on these Oceanside guards.
Ball comes loose. It's going to be Zinzi with the ball. Amalfitano driving in. That's Ben Zito. Ben Zito pulls up from three. Way short. Air ball, and the crowd's going to let him hear that one. Good defensive sequence for Port. And I think you're going to have to let Oceanside shoot in this game, David.
First possession, threw the ball right out of bounds. Second possession, air ball. It seems like, you know, they got a little jitters, but they will get it out of the system. They're a strong basketball team, but I think Port should win this game.
Siciliano at the top of the key, playing a little catch with Shanahan. Now out to Welker. Welker, a couple jab steps, gets by his man, goes baseline, jumper. No good. It's going to be Oceanside's way. Rapan brings it up the side. Amalfitano guarding him tightly. Amalfitano, he stepped up his defense this season, David. That's where he's taking his biggest leap. He's always been a good scorer.
I think the only issue or only flaw that you could have said about Trevor Amalfitano last year was that defensive presence that he brought. But I think he's 100% stepped up his game. He's a complete all-around scorer, and he's a great defender. He's an absolutely unbelievable player for the Vikings that they're lucky to have this year and next year.
Yeah, prime-time player. In the big-time moments, he's hit some big shots. Coaches versus cancer a couple weeks ago. Amalfitano, I think he had five threes in the second half. Just lighting it up. Port wasn't able to hang on in that game. But overall, just an inspiring performance this season. That jumper is no good from Ben Zito. And Welker's going to bring it up the other way. Scoreless, 6:20 left on the clock. Welker's got it down low. And another missed layup for Cam Welker. That's a little uncharacteristic from him. He's usually got a soft touch by the rim.
Okay, I want to ask you, how much do you think a height difference is going to play into this game? Because it seems like they're pretty evenly matched, both of these teams.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a height difference there even is, but I think Stevenson's got to show off his athleticism, and he gets fouled. Anthony Rodriguez picks up his first foul of the game.
It would have been dangerous if Stevenson landed on his arm. You're looking at maybe even a broken wrist or something like that, but I'm glad he caught himself.
Yeah,
that
could have been downhill, but Stevenson is okay. He's at the line.
As you say, Stevenson's one of the three seniors on this team, and he's been playing every game, and he's been playing really solid. And let's see how he does the free throw.
Stevenson from the stripe. First one is no good. Rolls in and out. We've seen Troy Stevenson struggle a little bit from the free throw line this season.
He had the tough break in the 1-1 against Baldwin. And you can't blame the game on him, of course. You can only imagine what if he made that first free throw. Maybe get another tap and chance, but of course it didn't happen, and that's all right.
Second shot is good from Stevenson. Port 1-0. Very low scoring affair so far. 5:50 left on the clock. Rodriguez is going to cut in. Goes down low. Ball kicked way out. Ben Zito, did he step out? Yes, he did. Port bench is going to let him hear that one.
didn't get the ball out of bounds, but there was a 3 second in the lane. But from the angle that the ref was blocking you, it's hard to say.
Shanahan's got it out on the wing. Siciliano, he's going to look to drive, goes right, and it's a travel call. Early turnover for Port, not able to generate much on the offensive side.
You know, Port is lucky that Oceanside is scoreless, and that it is, you know, as much as it is because of their defense, they've only scored 1 point, and we're, you know, nearly 3 minutes into this game, and they got to get going because they are a stronger team, and they're going to have to push the pace that they're doing right now.
Oh, beautiful. Cam Welker to Trevor Malvitano, the outlet pass on the steal. Good bucket for Port.
It's going to be interesting to watch how Oceanside's going to handle the pressure because Washington's not letting up so far.
Rodriguez has got it out. Sets the screen. He's double teamed. And Cam Welker's there again on the defensive side.
Mikey, he's a vocal player. He's a leader on this team. And he's going to show emotion that's going to, you know, inspire his team. And that's what he just did there.
You know, as I say, Cam Welker's got that dog in him. And everyone knows it. And he knows it, too.
Side profession. He's actually a barber on the side. He's been known giving haircuts all around, and I got to say, they're looking good, Mikey.
They are looking good. Elton Harry's got it. Back out for three. No good. Rattles in and out. Ball falls out for Rodriguez from the corner. Spot up three. Also off. Port unable to get the rebound. Elton Harry down low, working in, and that's a bucket for him. First bucket of the game for Oceanside. Good persistence. Malfitano, he's got it now, looking to drive baseline. Pushes in, and that's a tough bucket from Trevor. Good move to use his body, put pressure on the defender, and he gets the roll. Dave, what do you like about Port's defense so far? They're pressing, which they normally don't do this early in the game.
I like it because you're forcing Oceanside to make these tough passes and dribble up the court. And, you know, Port is a very strong defensive team, and if they can force these early turnovers, which they have been doing so far, and get out to an early lead and keep that lead, they should be smooth sailing for the rest of the game. It makes their job so much easier.
Andrew Zinzi's going to inbound. Jacob Rapin's got it.
Loving the active hands there by Port Washington.
Oceanside not doing too much on the offensive side. Rapin looking to generate something. He's going to spot up from three. The lefty. No good on that. Cam Welker with the rebound. Shanahan's trailing him. Stevenson's down low. Welker looking to go one-on-one. Back out to Shanahan. Swinging around. Amalfitano gets the defender to bite. A little floater. And it's good. Rolls in. Another tough bucket for Trevor Amalfitano. He's in his bag right now to start the first quarter, David.
He's got 6 early points so far. All layups. He's been having a tough game.
Oh, and Shanahan. Good defense. Doesn't come away with it, but that's what you like to see from Port.
And it's all thanks to that press.
Wide open, and another missed three for Oceanside. You know, David, you got to wonder. There's the steal. Zinzi, good play, gets the and one. Against the run of play a little bit, Oceanside missed yet another three. And Zinzi, the senior, stayed with it. Now he's going to go to the line. Chance for three. Checking in for Port is sophomore John Spinoso. We mentioned before that Port's got the youth in the program, and Spinoso's been one of the guys so far.
He's been very good. You know, the size of him, you'd think that he plays as a big, but he's actually a great passer, and I've seen a lot of great vision from him this entire year. Reminds me a little bit of Jokic.
Welker from the corner three. In and out. Spinoso stays with it. Bounces it off Rodriguez. Good play, and it's out of bounds. Spinoso just a little bit unlucky.
You can see what he was trying to do there.
Yeah, I'm loving the hustle.
Great idea.
Good defense early on from Port. Stevenson hustling back. It's dribbled off of Zito's feet. Outlet pass. Stevenson down low to Malfitano. Misses the layup. Rapin comes in on the other side. Rodriguez with the easy layup, 7-7. And just like that, Oceanside has stormed back. It felt like they were generating nothing on offense, missing so many threes. But it's 7-7.
I'm sitting here watching this game with you, and it feels like it's not even 7-7. It still feels like poor Washington is pushing this pace, and they're controlling the tempo of the game, yet we're tied. And I'm not going to say we saw this at the Baldwin game, but Washington dominated that first quarter. They scored 12 unanswered points to start the game, and then ended up falling down by around like 16 to 17 points in the second half. So you got to ask, early leads really mean nothing if you don't keep up the intensity, and we just saw them slip right now. You know, it's first quarter, it's all right, but if they keep letting Oceanside back into this game, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of consistency for Port throughout the entire game. You can't just play well for two quarters. You got to keep those bursts. I mean, those bursts of energy are great, and you go on runs. Basketball is a game of runs. But when the game's close, you just got to lock in defensively, and I feel like Port, as good as they've been throughout the season, they've just been a little bit sloppy with turnovers in big moments. So I think that's something you can look out for. It's something that's worth improving on.
But I do think if the game did come down to defense, Port would win this game because
yeah,
I think
they
are a stronger defensive team. Yes, they may hurt themselves with these turnovers, but you know they'll hustle back and they'll do these plays that'll help them out.
Stevenson, Shanahan, now Welker on the wing. Brings it back, going left, spin move, pulls up jumper off the front rim. It's going to come out for Amalfitano. His shot is no good. Back out to Welker. Chance for another point. There he goes, Cam Welker. Good hustle from the Vikings to stick with it after a couple missed shots.
They're definitely going to need him to get on the board, which you just did. They need him to score early and often to keep Port Washington in this game.
No substitutions yet for Oceanside. Sticking with the same five, and another pass given away that Zinzi, the senior, commits that turnover. And right on cue, Oceanside's going to make their first substitution. Number 22, Angel Espinal, is going to check in for Andrew Zinzi. Espinal Jr. got a very different physique than Zinzi. He's a little bit bigger.
I imagine he plays a different role in the offense and defensive end as well due to that difference.
Kenny Daly has also checked in for the Vikings. Two sophomores, two seniors, and a junior out there. Daly showing signs of life early. There's a Amalfitano looking to work down below. Spinoza's wide open for three. No good off the back rim. Port brings it the other way. Stevenson is right there on Rapan. Almost jawing at him to go past him. And Oceanside's looking a little bit out of control.
Port Washington is making Oceanside uncomfortable, and I think that's a game that they do not want to play.
Oh, Welker picks up the foul.
I think he got hit in the face there, Mikey.
Yeah, he looks like he's in a little bit of pain. He's still on the ground.
I don't know if he caught an elbow or a finger to the eye, but he's in a little bit of pain right now.
Crowd's going to give him a nice hand. And, you know, David, I didn't know how crowded this game would get tonight, but I'm looking at the seats, and they're pretty much filled.
Well, Mikey, is it because of Cheerleader Senior Night, or is it because of POA Night?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both. We're going to give a couple shout-outs quickly. Our cheerleaders, congrats on the seniors, Rita Artiga, Ashley Charles, Nicole DeJana, Joanna Leva, Lauren Livio, and Kate Proens, Lily Scatino, and Emily Vesicchio. This is their senior night as Welker drives in, and he gets fouled. Good aggressive move from Cam Welker to stick with it, and you know, he's been turning on the Jets all game, David.
Definitely. Mikey, I also want to mention POA Night because that is definitely important for these young guys because they look up to these senior players and the rest of the varsity team as role models. So it's important for them to set a good example for these younger kids that are the future generation of Port Washington basketball.
And it's great how you have the different age groups kind of coming together. A lot of the guys on varsity and JV, I mean, you'll see them on Sundays reffing these little kids in POA. So that's how you pass down the program. And you know, Port's doing a really good thing with their basketball program right now. I'm loving what I'm seeing.
We saw at Coaches vs. Cancer game, there were little kids screaming and cheering for every single basket that Port Washington had in that fourth quarter. And I'm loving that intensity early. And the kids are back. They're getting excited.
Yeah.
And you love to see that.
Welker hit the second free throw, 10-7. Mac Tiger, the junior, has checked in. Getting a little bit more minutes in the rotation recently. Good D from Port again. Going to stick with Oceanside's way, but Kenny Daly got a hand in there.
Port is just forcing a bunch of Oceanside turnovers and making them very uncomfortable, as I mentioned before. And Oceanside is looking a little scrambled.
Travel called on Eldehari. Spinoso was right on him. Daly brings it up. Out to Stevenson. He's got Spinoza in the corner. Brings it back up. Tiger goes down low in the middle. Malfitano now. Back out to Tiger. Giving away.
Good idea there by Malfitano. Just Tone got in his way.
Another substitution for Oceanside. Number three, the junior, Connor Hoffler. He's going to check in, and Espinal is right back on the bench. Yeah, Oceanside's a lot smaller, it looks like.
They have a few big guys, but overall their team is a little shorter than us. I'd say we have a consistent 6 foot in our team. However, we don't have that huge guy, or two of those huge guys that are like 6'5".
Coach Reisner is going to call a 30-second timeout for Oceanside. 10-7 Vikings lead in, I think, what has been a pretty stagnant game so far, David. Not too much excitement.
Definitely. It was scoreless early for the first few minutes, and now very close going into the second quarter. I think both teams should be all right. I don't think either team should be content. If you're Oceanside, I'd say you'd be a little upset. But if you're Washington, yes, you have the lead right now, but it's not been pretty.
You had turnovers.
You've had Oceanside get out on the fast break, and you're not getting back, and you got to fix that.
And I think Oceanside's got to continue to find their shots. The three-point is just not working for them whatsoever. They've had literally no success from behind the arc. So they've got to try to get down low and draw some fouls because they got some guys that can shoot mid-range.
Like two or three air balls so far.
Oh, yeah. It's been brutal.
I think if you put me out there, I'm making a few of those.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, hey, back in my day, I'm a prime shooter.
There you go.
As of late, I have missed a bunch of threes in my little Tyro League. Uh-huh. But at the same time, hey, don't leave me open or else I may regret it.
Talk to him. Number five, Ethan Call is also in the game for Oceanside. Rodriguez goes up for the floater. Good defense by Port. Daly brings it the other way. Amalfitano. Eurostep. Beautiful move. And he beats the horn. No.
Wow, what a pretty move. He only had 3 seconds to get up that court. He got right to a layup, open layup. Unfortunately, he didn't go for him. But wow, what a bat. What a, like, an attempt.
Oh, I thought he had that. Good aggressive move by Trevor Amalfitano, like you just said, David. Didn't end up, but 10-7, and we will see you for the second quarter of coverage in just a second. Second quarter is underway. Vikings lead 10-7. Running it back with Welker, Daly, Amalfitano, Spinoza, and Shanahan. A very young lineup out there. Daly aggressive early. Gives it out to Shanahan on the wing. Welker's got it now, directing traffic. Looking to go one-on-one. Little fadeaway. Oh, rolls in and out. I like the shot.
Definitely like the shot. They're getting good looks. They're not falling right now. We had that Amalfitano layup at the end of the quarter that didn't fall. That one didn't go, but these looks are great.
Oh, Hoffler gets swatted by Spinoza. Big time block. Adam El-Bahari is going to pick up his first on Oceanside. Port ball the other way.
And that's what happens when you hustle. You get rewarded. Any coach will tell you that hustle will get you on a basketball team, and I got to say, it's partially true, even though, hey, I've been cut from three teams, and I have hustled. I thought so. Maybe I didn't.
Maybe not enough.
But that's why I'm here and not on the court right now.
Welker's got it again. Spinoza looking for it. Here's Amalfitano, mid-range, swish.
Pretty.
Amalfitano with another bucket. 8 points for him. And then right back at it the other way. Port's aggressive on defense. Making the guy slip. Benzito for three off the front rim. And just the three-point woes continue for Oceanside.
Mike, they are, oh my God, these are horrible
They're bad.
Shots.
Oh, they're bad.
They're good looks. They just can't shoot.
Shanahan for three. Bang! Ryan Shanahan gets his night underway. That's been overdue for him. That's got to feel good.
That's important. This is when they should start taking over right now. They have the momentum. They've been making shots. Oceanside has been turning the ball over, and they've been missing their shots. This is a perfect time for Portland to go on a run. Great defense.
Welker makes the guy slip again. Oh, and he hurdled the defender. And that's going to be Port's way again. Amalfitano goes baseline. Driving to the hoop, and one. Trevor Amalfitano with an aggressive move. Gets to the rim, and boy, he's just showing his talent tonight, David.
Micah, we know how special he is, but he is playing out of his mind so far. 10 points, eight come from layup, one mid-range floater, and he's going back to the free throw line.
Amalfitano, chance for a three-point play. You just got to love what you're seeing out of him. I mean, he has just taken such a leap this year. We mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast as he hits that free throw. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Look at Kenny Daly and Troy Stevenson early on. Forces the turnover.
They got a little bench interference.
That ball's coming our way, David. I was ready to hop on the court, but then I realized they had the headset on.
I also think that they heard me when they said that maybe I could shoot it for three, so they try to get me involved.
David, I'll give you $5 if you hit it full court.
Would you really?
I would.
$5, that's it?
Nah, I'd give you more.
What am I going to buy with that?
Welker looking to inbound right to Shanahan. Oof.
You got to come down with that thing.
And look at Shanahan sticking with it. Amalfitano, he's got two guys on the ground for three off the back rim. And another defensive stop for Port. It's going to go Oceanside's way, but boy, are they making themselves present here in the second quarter. I mean, this is a takeover, 8-0 run.
Mikey, you talked about Trevor being great defensively. We just saw a play there. Unbelievable. He's going down the court. He's making his layups, making his free throws. He comes back and makes a great defensive play. What can't this kid do?
Special talent for sure. Rapan's got it. Little sham god move on Daly, I thought. Backdoor cut, Rodriguez. No foul called. Rodriguez almost stepped out of bounds there.
He was dancing with that baseline. Not baseline, sorry, sideline.
Anthony Rodriguez goes up for the layup. He's swatted. Kenny Daly with the big-time rejection. That's going to send the ball out. Oceanside inbound. Rodriguez, good moves. Opens it up, and another rejection. Troy Stevenson was there. Port coming the other way. Threads the needle. Oh, too much for Daly to handle. Good vision from Welker.
Okay, I thought that three wasn't even tipped. I thought that was just 40 feet in front of the basket. Oh, no. Thank God it was. Oh,
I think
God.
It was tipped. I don't know if that could be that bad of a miss.
I'm going to say I hope so, because that was the worst shot attempt if it was not tipped.
Oh, and Zinzi almost throws it out, and it does. I mean, Oceanside just looks lost right now. Port Washington is playing perfect defense.
Also, this Washington is definitely making them comfortable, but Oceanside is just not completing simple passes.
Yes.
You got to help out the man who's under pressure. They're not doing that, and they're making these stupid passes when they really could have easy, super simple passes, and they're not doing it. And look what happened.
Definitely a bit rattled early on. Welker trying to find his spot, working on three guys up and under. No good. Cam staying aggressive, and it's Port again. Stevenson to Welker down below for the layup. It's good. And a timeout for Oceanside. A 10-0 run to start the second quarter for Port. 20-7 is the score. 4:48 to go. And timeout Oceanside. They're going to have to talk things over.
Unbelievable defense there by the Vikings, forcing so many turnovers and capitalizing in transition. They're up 20-7 now. It was just 7-7, it felt like. Is this a sign for the rest of the game? And is this how the rest of the game is going to go?
I think so. I mean, Oceanside can make whatever the adjustments they want, but the reality is, as much as they haven't been completing these simple passes, they have not been making their shots. They've not been finding good looks. And right now it's not looking like that's going to change. I mean, there's no reason why Port should switch up their defensive strategy tonight.
The only thing I can compare this to is the Baldwin game when they were leading by around 12. Early in the first quarter, I'll say this, and now we're halfway into the second quarter. But
I think the only difference is that Baldwin was the one seed.
Yeah, Baldwin's a much better team than Oceanside is. But wow, I'm really proud of Port for sticking to that game. I don't know if anyone else tuned in with us, but an unbelievable finish. Unfortunately, Port came up short, but it was very, very close. Closer than a lot of people thought it would be, especially when the game was very, very far apart, only halfway through the fourth quarter.
You can tell these Vikings players are just having fun right now. Stevenson and Amalfitano come back on the court with some smiles. You just got to love what you're seeing out of Port right now.
As long as you're playing well and you're winning, why not be happy?
Oh, and another turnover. And Stevenson just got a laugh because at this point, Oceanside is doing nothing on offense. I mean, they just can't even get the ball in at this point.
When you have trouble getting the ball and you know your whole offense is kind of doomed.
Amalfitano for three. Splash! Trevor Amalfitano, red hot. Downtown from corner and Port 23-7. He's got 14 points so far. Total dominance out of the junior. And do you know? Another turnover. Which way is that going to go? I think
they're going to give it back to Oceanside.
They're going to give it back to Oceanside. But, man, I mean, the ball just can't stay in bounds for more than 5 seconds, it feels like, every time Blue touches the ball. I mean, oh, God, their own players are laughing, David.
Well, look, they got a deep bench.
And another turnover. Here's Daly. Stevenson. Oh, a good defense by Amalfitano. It's a kick. I'm sorry, not Amalfitano. Oceanside. That was Rapan. I think we're all a little rattled right now.
The Oceanside coach is fed up with his players right now. They know they can be playing better, but they are not playing well at all.
Trevor's going to reset. Out to Cam in the corner. No good. Rebound. Benzito. And that's going to be a carry. It's coming back Port's way.
Mikey, in the past, I'll say 4 minutes of gameplay. Let's say since the second quarter started, over under 9.5 turnovers from Oceanside.
Yeah, it hasn't been pretty. Soft touch, almost too soft from Amalfitano. Sticks with it. He's going to get fouled. We saw the contact there. Ref made the right call.
When you keep watching these easy layups and easy rebounds underneath the basket to go up for, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
You're whacking at the guy.
I mean, Trevor is just getting to his spots with ease. He's getting to the basket with ease, and he's pretty much dictating the flow of this game. He's already got 15 points, and there's 4 minutes and 11 seconds left.
There was one game last year, I believe against Massapequa, 30, 40 points, something like that. Are we seeing a little repeat of that tonight?
Yeah, I'm looking for him to challenge his career high tonight.
Well, listen, Mikey, it is February 3rd, 2023, 2-3-23. Are we seeing glimpses of MJ reincarnated right now?
Hey, I mean, he might be in the form of Trevor Amalfitano. And Oceanside finally gets a bucket to go. Angel Espinal. Shanahan for three. That ball's short. Oceanside triple teamed.
Look at the tenacity for Washington defense.
That's going to be a jump ball. Good defense by Shanahan. AJ Romano, the junior, was checked in for Oceanside. Hoping to give them a spark.
If you make one mistake right now, if you're Oceanside, Port Washington is on you and they're turning the ball over. You got to be careful here.
Good move to the rim. No good. And
caught out of
Rapan
bounds.
Stepped out. It was a good take from him. Lefty layup, but didn't get to go. Welker directing traffic once again. What he does so best. Welker down below to Shanahan. He's got Amalfitano out there. Welker six with it, pulls the dribble back. Little mid-range, too strong.
What a pretty move, though, wow.
Oh, if he would have crossed him, this place would have been erupting, David.
I mean, 25-9, they need some action. It's a blowout.
Finally, Oceanside gets a foul called on them. I believe that was Ryan Shanahan. Second of the game for the sophomore. Almost gets another steal.
Oh, God.
Espinal with the hustle. Zito for three. Can Oceanside finally get something to go? And it's no. Mid-range is good. A.J. Romagno gets in on the scoring act, 25-11.
Can we talk about how we've seen four air balls from three from Oceanside, Mikey?
Yeah, I'm still not understanding the shot selection for Oceanside. I mean, those shots are not falling. We've seen Ben Zito try, I think, a few too many threes at this point.
You'd say so? I don't know, man. I think he just shouldn't have been shooting threes to begin with, the way he's shooting them. His first three was an air ball. I think he should have taken sign of that.
Rapan guarded closely by Daly. And Daly with great hands almost gets another steal. And it looks like Oceanside, they're not keeping their head up when they're dribbling. I mean, Daly was all over that ball, and Oceanside just doesn't know when it's coming.
Good. Ball said this. Yes, Washington crowd is making noise, but they're not talking at all in defense. When you have someone coming from behind, you got to say, watch your back, watch your back, watch your back. Washington's just coming up from behind them. They're taking the ball. They're forcing They're forcing turnovers. I mean, what is Oceanside doing on offense and defense? They're not calling out anything, and it's making it themselves have a much tougher job just getting simple layups, simple points, because you can't shoot right now. You're airballing every three.
Vikings turning in a very solid performance right now. The only guy yet to get going is Jake Siciliano. He's checked in, and you'd like to see him get in on the scoring act. Travel called on Trevor Amalfitano.
Another turnover there by Oceanside.
I mean, Daly has done a phenomenal job of Rapan right now. Really throughout the entire game.
I think they're putting themselves in a position on the sideline where they're just getting trapped and turning the ball over.
Another turnover, the travel on Oceanside. And David, let's put it this way. To win a basketball game on offense, you have to move. I have not seen a single Oceanside player cut to the basket. The paint is wide open. Port doesn't even need to play anyone down there. Daly thought about the three, brings it out to Amalfitano. Out to Daly, he's double teamed. Sticks with it, feeds Welker in the corner. He's going to bring it back up. Amalfitano out to Stevenson on the wing. Kicks it out. Cam Welker fires from three. It's good. Cam Welker lighting it up from behind the arc, 28-11. Stevenson commits the foul. I'm sorry, Jake Siciliano with the foul.
I'll say this, it seems like Jake Siciliano is a little absent on offense. You see that foul there from him now, but we've seen in previous games he can shoot. He's a great player overall, and just because he's not in the stat sheet doesn't mean he's not being contributing to this game. You see him hustling on defense, you see him hustling on offense, creating mayhem for Oceanside, and he deserves the respect that he gets.
Espinal 1-for-2 from the stripe. Welker's got Daly screaming for the ball. Amalfitano fires from three. He cannot miss right now. Heat check is good for Trevor Amalfitano, and he is racking up the points, David. I think tonight is going to be a night where we see Amalfitano go for his career high, or at least get close, David, because he is on fire. Right on cue, another steal. Amalfitano is going to take it the other way. Strong move to the hoop, and it's too easy for Trevor. This is all his game, and it's his night right now.
21 points for Trevor Amalfitano. And we're not even at the end of the second quarter, Mikey.
There we go. That's the man again.
And he knows it. He knows he's hot. He's going to try to pull up here. Oh.
Oh. Oh, Amalfitano gets the whistle against him. But that would have been a pretty move,
David. He wanted to pull it. And then he said, nah, I'm going to try for the basket because that's what's been working for me. Very tough call there. But, oh, my God. I think he knows he's feeling it.
Rapan, good dish inside. Espinal guarded by Spinoso. Espinal too big on that play. Angel Espinal has been one of the only positives for Oceanside so far. He's at 5 points in his limited minutes.
I like the way he worded that, one of the only positives. It's true.
Welker working on Rodriguez, looking to step back. creates separation for three. Oh my goodness, at the buzzer, 36-14, and it is a rout tonight, David. Port Washington cannot miss, and Oceanside cannot make.
Trevor Malfitano and Cam Welker have combined for 32 of the 36 Viking points. Cheers to them. They're having an unbelievable game.
Not much analysis needed other than Port's dominance. We will see you with the second half of coverage in just a little bit. Thanks for tuning in.